Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. Four-time Emmy-nominated actor, Mr. David Duchovny. Welcome to the show, David. How you been?
You mean four-time loser? Is that what you mean?
Hey, man. You've gotten recognized in a climate where it's hard to get recognized.
It's all right.
Always nice to see you on those red carpets. I know it's been a minute. You got a lot going on right now. Let's start with your new book, The Reservoir. Where'd this idea come from?
Well, just during the lockdown, like everybody else. But I was in New York, and I was lucky enough to have this amazing view of the reservoir there. And I used to take these like time lapse photos on my phone of just sunrises coming up with the reservoir. And I just started thinking about this guy, like a Wall Street dude, retired, who thinks he's some kind of an artist, kind of curating these time lapse photos, thinking he's got something to say, and then just kind of spinning off into the isolation and the conspiratorial madness of the time. And is that me who keeps beeping like that? I don't know how to stop it.
Oh, I can't hear it. If it
oh, good. I'm glad you can.
Okay.
It just kind of spun out from there, kind of the loneliness and the isolation. And also, you know, it was such a weird time to be kind of cued into the world through your screen, and you're seeing all this stuff happening. The world seems to be changing every day, and yet life was so unchanging.
Right.
We were locked down. So it was this real vertigo of, God, every day is exactly the same. And yet out there in the world, things are changing fast. So it was kind of like my processing of that feeling.
I imagine. Yeah. It provides a lot of inspiration to sit down and to put pen to paper there. Are you going to be doing a book tour to promote it?
Yeah, a little one. I'll be at the Grove next week, and then I'll be in like Portland, Seattle, New York, Chicago, Boston, kind of a thing.
That's cool. I'm just curious. When you write, do you need inspiration to necessarily strike first, or you just sit down and strike?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I mean, if I'm lucky enough to have an idea, so I've written like five books now. So if I'm lucky enough to have an idea, I write it. It's not like I don't have writer's block. I guess I have idea block.
Yeah.
You know, once I have an idea, I just go.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that first inspiration, I don't know how you feel in your life, but it's like that initial inspiration is so pure and joyful I try to just ride that as far as I can.
You're exactly right. You get excited and you're passionate about it and you just want to go. Well, funny that you mentioned one of your other books, because I know it's becoming a movie. Congratulations on that. Yeah, Bucky Effing Dent. That's a great title. what's that about?
Well, that's it kind of takes historical precedence in the Yankees Red Sox of 78. And it's like a father-son story. Father's dying. Father doesn't think he can die until the Red Sox win everything. And of course, 78 is where they fell disastrously short. So it's kind of a magical thinking, father-son reconciliation, and also just kind of a meditation on the fact that it was Bucky Dent, who, you know, most people don't know, but he was a light-hitting shortstop who hit a home run. You know, he had four all year and he hit one that beat the Red Sox in a one game playoff. So the kind of moral of the story is, you know, you prepare for Willie Mays, you prepare for Mickey Mantle, you prepare for Barry Bonds, but it's Bucky Effing Dent that gets you in the end.
That sounds like a great, great story. And I'm sure it's going to be a great movie. I look forward to checking that out, man. That's awesome. Also in the works, a Netflix comedy with Eddie Murphy called You People. What can you tell us about that?
It's Jonah Hill, wrote it with Kenya Barris, who directed it.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and myself are in it. And, it was a great time filming it. Hold on a second. My brother is coming in. I got to stop. Hold on a second. Hey, Danny, I'm doing an interview. Oh, nice. Dessert.
All right. Off-air moment of the year.
Yes. Is that your older brother or your younger brother?
Older.
Older. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I got an older brother and younger sister.
Like a middle child. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm the peacemaker, supposedly.
Got it. And just recently announced Meg Ryan's big return to rom-coms. What Happens Later? Had you two worked together before?
Never. We didn't even know each other. She sent me the script, which was out of the blue, which was such a wonderful surprise. And she's directing it.
Oh, that's cool.
And, I mean, I think, you know, Meg is just a terrific talent. And I think we all miss her, you know, so I'll ride that, you know.
Yeah.
I'll just attach myself to her coattails anytime.
That's awesome right there. Great to see you keeping busy. X-Files still has a huge fan base. What's the future of that property? So many properties have.
I don't know. You know, it's like you think that the most important thing in the world is like a true intellectual property. You know, the IP, right? And that X-Files is this amazing IP. So I would imagine at some point, you know, Fox will say, you know, hey, let's do something about this. I don't know if I'm involved in that or whether it's another generation or whatever. It's not that important to me. I mean, I feel like we did so much. We did so many episodes, two movies. It's like, I'm fine. I'm happy with what we did. If I never did another thing with X-Files, that would be okay. And I think I'm just grateful for all that. But, you know, who knows?
It seems like now, though, there's more real life content available. And now with the government, it seems like you guys are way ahead of your time.
Like they're actually having hearings now on UFOs.
Right. It's like the craziest thing ever. Like now it seemed like it'd be more appropriate than ever.
Yes. You know, now Mulder's screaming, you know, they're aliens and everybody's like, no shit.
Yeah. No, they're around. David, is there an episode of The X-Files that stands out to you as like the creepiest or the weirdest or any of that from?
Well, there's historically one that was dropped from like the rotation when there used to be syndication, you know, where that was like the holy grail of your television show. Yeah. Oh, we hit syndication. And there was a show called Home that was written by Glenn Morgan and James Wong that was taken off that rotation. It was kind of this family.
They were inbred, right?
Exactly.
I'm still haunted by that episode.
Very good, Frazier.
I saw that episode as a kid, and I'm still haunted by that.
Ooh.
Well, Fox tried to protect you.
I would like to watch it now to see if it affects me the same way. But
sure, might. It's a pretty creepy one.
Yeah.
You know, the mom and the son end up getting in the trunk together at the end.
It's the beginning of that one, I believe, like they beat the sheriff to death or something. And I just remember being like, what the hell? Like
to a Johnny Mathis song.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Heavy duty stuff right there. So nice to catch up with you, David. Again, congrats on everything. And listen, pick up The Reservoir wherever you purchase books. Thanks so much for hanging out. Tell your brother we said what's up.
I will. Thanks, Mario.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.